This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Are you the police?
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
This program that you're about to hear is not stingy on context. It's mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch here on the Pale Face Parabola, live in the Free FM Music Zone from Studio A, the New J to New Z. Tether across the water. And the piece we're hearing right now, I was just telling the mystery man and filling in the blanks. The album called Groove in the Face of Adversity. The ensemble's name is Don Was, the president current day of Blue Note Records, along with musician of the group Was Not Was back in the 80s, producer of the Rolling Stones from Voodoo Lounge up through A Bigger Bang. He's a bass player. He's also been out with Bobby Weir recently, won't be anymore, for obvious reasons. But he's a heck of a musician. And this piece is called You Asked, I Came, which we'll send out to you, the audience, with 100,000 welcomes from this album. And now a song that I heard on Sunday this past week and said, man, I got to play it. Miss Mavis Staples to the microphone.
We got to have peace to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy true in our hearts with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice, the world knows and there's no choice. We're begging to save the children, the little ones who just don't understand. Give them a chance to live their lives and purify the land. People hear us through our voice, the world knows there's no choice. No. And the people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. Give us all an equal chance. It could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we got to have peace. We got to have peace to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy true in our hearts with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice, the world knows there's no choice. And the people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. Give us all an equal chance. It could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we've got to have peace. We've got to have peace, y'all. Yeah. Got to have peace. Oh, we got to have peace. We got to have peace.
Show.
the Phantom Addicts with On With The Show. A command we will follow here. He's the mystery man. He is the man who puts gusto into our game plan here on these Wednesday nights and all week long, to be precise, as we podcast on a number of places and spaces, including goodpods.com and the Free FM site, New Zealand Media Access, to access this show, The Pale-Faced Parabola. And I share these spaces, or we do anyway, since it's the team with the big guy and the chariot rides, the mystery man and his guiding light, Phil and Mike, who put some spackle on the cracks that show in our 1 hour and 58 minute tour day farce. Phil and Oliver from our station Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton, NZ, with their taste for muscle cars. Oh, it's a variety pack of very fine programming that you hear on Free FM and people. Ivan from the Bar Lounge, Trenwith from Back Porch Bluegrass, Free FM Music Zone, Tuesday nights from 10 to 11. Oliver with the Sonic Youth, Island Reggae Luau with their cast of characters. As much fun to hear who's on that show as to what's on that show. God's Message with Albert. The Breakfast Shows with Mike, Gary, and Kate in the morning, 7:30 to 9:30. If you're doing the live thing. But unlike this show, they are not archived, so you have to live the moment. Be part of the radio flambé that is Free FM. The Phantomatics with On With The Show from the album She Left Her Brain at the Drive-In on the Deep Eddy label from 2011. And this piece called Hearse Surfing. You heard me, hearse, as in your rides here. Then there was the Scatolites via the Brain Itch of Jim Jarmusch, the soundtrack to the movie Coffee and Cigarettes, which was musicians getting together and drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes. The likes of Kate Blanchett and Bill Murray and Iggy Pop, among others. And we heard the Scatolites doing Nimblefoot Ska. Nimblefoot Ska from, well, the band that rocked up Bluebeat, or vice versa, and made it a household choice to curate your household and cuddle up with your cutie. Scatolites were wonderful. What a magnificent band. And I don't think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I don't think they ever will be, if current trends and nominations hold steady. One man who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I think the next artist is as well. The Wicked Wilson Pickett, born today in 1941. This from a wonderful record. Now, like most people, I'm all in on Wilson Pickett's time with Atlantic Records. But this one album that he did with Gamble and Huff in Philadelphia, ironically enough called Wilson Pickett in Philadelphia, is a wonderland of good sounds. And we heard Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You by Wilson Pickett. Man, I love that guy. I remember seeing him once, and it was pretty standard. And I believe that was the night I became an Edmonton Oilers hockey fan while waiting for Wilson Pickett to come out on stage. The TVs were on to Game 7 of the Stanley Cup in 1984. And those Oilers were the greatest sports team that I've ever seen. Not just hockey team, but they were, that was the Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier. They had 7 Hall of Famers on that team, and they were unbelievable, up and down the ice at a brisk pace. And Wilson Pickett followed that. Tough act to follow. Don't Let the Green Grass Fool You. 1971, the year, Atlantic Records. Then there was the magnificent, we can wait a while for this, but when the gates open and the trumpets blow for Mavis Staples, it's a celebration, East of Eden. From her latest record, which came out late last year, called something. What is the name of this record? Oh, yeah, Sad and Beautiful World. I should know that. Now, that was a song, and in fact, it was the title track, I think, from the album she did with Charlie Musselwhite back in the aughts. But this is the album that came out on the Anti-label late last year, and I heard this song on the radio the other day. I said, oh, Lord, where have I been? I have left my good sense of taste and valor on the cutting room floor by not sooner playing We Got to Have Peace. Mavis Staples. All others. In fact, she's way high up on the food chain as far as women vocalists are concerned. To me, only Billie Holiday and also Etta James are in the conversation, along with Mavis Staples. And at 85, she came out with this record. The whole thing is great, but that cut's just a cut above. Gotta Have Peace. And began the show again with Don Was and the Pan Detroit Ensemble doing You Asked, I Came. Now, that was from the movie Backbeat. As I was telling the mystery man here at Studio A, that was a movie that came out in the 90s, and it was about, loosely based on the pre-Beatlemania fabs. The hair was greased back. They were playing rock and roll in dirty, dingy, decadent Hamburg clubs. Had a great time doing it. And that kind of show where they were doing 7 hours a night, 5 different sets, really toughened them up to play, because when Beatlemania actually came here to the States and around the world, I know they were in New Zealand pretty early. In fact, Ringo was sick for those concerts, and they had to bring in a replacement drummer for a couple of gigs. They couldn't hear at all because of the girls making noise. Not that the Beatles were adverse to pretty young girls making a joyful noise about their music and their look. But, you know, as far as musicians are concerned, it's one of the reasons that they quit in 1966, because they got tired of, you know, as George Harrison said, playing the same old junk over and over again. Well, not in this case. You asked, I came, Don Was, and the Pan Detroit Ensemble. Our in-studio text line for jocularity, frivolity, and turning that brown upside down. Our text line is 908-914-7582, should you be so bold. 908-914-7582. Again, I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the Mystery Man. We're here for about another hour and a half. Retrospect. Up then, the light, the gold at the end of the rainbow, we decree it thus. Phil Gray, ubiquitous, and a lover of barley and hops and fast cars. Not necessarily together, but maybe it helps them drive better or faster or worse. Some news of the night, briefly. The woman who invented the game Candyland, which everybody, every household that I used to come across when I was a child, well, it was a must, and I played it, and the woman who invented it, Eleanor Abbott, she passed. She invented that game 80 years ago. Was she two? She came up with it? She might have. The Paralympics have started. The U.S. beat Canada for the second time in a couple of weeks to win the gold. Among other competitions, it's brave souls and in incredible fortitude to be handicapped and be that formidable and admirable. Ooba-dooba. Our first in our quest this evening. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. Now underway. We have places to go tonight, and it's unlikely we'll get to all of them, but as with all the news that gives you fits, this is all the fun that fits here on the program. Pre-FM, and right now, this band called the What It Do Archive Group. Palace of a Thousand Sounds is the name of the record. Came out a few years ago on a small label. It explores new sounds in high fidelity. And this track called Exotique. And we'll follow this up with some primetime James Osterberg from his days in Berlin.
passes for midnight. Can you hear me call? Can you hear me well?
Enough to want the truth. You must know where to look for it. And the truth is elusive because it knows where to hide.
Yeah. derogatory word, except the 15-year-old who wanted to dress up and find an answer to the fact that he couldn't get along with his parents. So he runs away to Haight-Ashbury, and he proudly proclaims that now he is no longer a neurotic juvenile. He is now a hippie. But you know something? He's still a neurotic juvenile.
You know there's something happening, but you don't know what it is.
My name is Miriam, and I'm 16. Well, see, I've been up on acid 40 times.
The Hippie Revolt. Now, for the first time, the true story of life in the love generation. The Hippie Revolt is the story of our time. Straight people and hippies alike must see it. The Hippie Revolt. There's something happening, but you don't know what it is. See The Hippie Revolt, told like it is by the hippies themselves. The Hippie Revolt. It'll blow your mind.
Job, Spicoli.
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
They got the honeysuckle blooming on the honeysuckle. Mississippi down in New Orleans. I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 hey,
yeah.
Well, come on, take a stroll down the Basin Street. Yeah, listen to the music with the Dixieland beat. I'd rather back when your blossoms with the feel of the air. Yeah, you ain't been to heaven, then you ain't been there. They got a rich mouse hanging from a big oak tree down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans. I said, hey.
Believe your ears. The music that many of us grew up on, learned from cartoons in the 1960s, the Warner Brothers years, and under the damaged heading of Carl Stallings, who along with Raymond Scott really invented the genre. We're listening to a mash of Merry Melodies here from Warner Brothers cartoons. And man, this stuff went great with a Pop-Tart. I think I used to like the strawberry Pop-Tarts, which I, at the time, I wasn't a fan of strawberries at all. Now, it's a must with Golden Delicious, Golden Turmeric Cereal, blueberries and strawberries. Man, I'm in orbit when I eat that stuff in the morning. Nutritional value? Eh. 3D's on me all the time, but, you know, you need eggs for protein. It's like, I hate eggs. I hate eggs almost as much as I hate the Eagles. More on that in a future show, maybe. Preceding Carl Stallings, Gary U.S. Bonds, and the Church Street Five. From 1960 on the LeGrand label out of Virginia. And that track called New Orleans. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covered that once, but that was the original and the best. Gary U.S. Bonds still at it. He's in his mid-80s. Still hangs around the Asbury Park flotilla. And apparently still in great voice, to the point where Stevie Van Zandt is doing a big 3-day concert down the shore, Jersey Shore, in the summertime this year, and Gary U.S. is on the bill, and rightly so. New Orleans, one of my favorites, two favorites of his, the other one naturally being Quarter to Three, which still is one of my favorite songs that I've ever heard in my life, from the time I was a boy until now. Before Gary and the gang, we heard Papa John Phillips on this, the day of his passing. An absolute scoundrel, and unrepentantly so. But for a couple of years there, as was often the case in the mid-1960s, hit after hit poured out of his pen. And that vocal group harmony sound that he favored and set up couldn't beat it. Two girls, two guys. But this one, a solo after the Mamas and Papas broke up, but collaborating with Mick Jagger, Mick Taylor, and Keith Richards on a track called Zulu Warrior from the album Pay, Pack, and Follow. 1974, I believe, was the year it was recorded, but it didn't come out for another couple of decades minimum. Papa John, who legend has it, was having at it with his daughter Mackenzie. Can't understand why she became a heroin addict after that. And was a drug user that he could have fit snugly into a Colombian drug cartel leader's overhead suitcase. But I like that song. And I remember it was one of those Mighty Wind type bands that they paid homage to or spoofed in that movie. The Brothers Four were part of that sound. And I remember that song. They had a song about the Zulu Warrior as well. I guess back when it wasn't so politically expedient or correct not to do so. Before Papa John, an album released today in music history, Emperor Tomato Ketchup from the band Stereolab, who had released my album of the year in 2025. Intermittent, transient, something, bursts of something. I love that record, and I really like this one too. Was released today in the 1990s. Letitia Sadler and Tim, again, fill in the blank, somebody. And I just like their sound. You know, I'm a big B-52s fan. And, well, you didn't know that, but I just told you. And the B-52s, they kind of remind me of Stereolab in a way, or Stereolab reminds me of them, except with more electronics in it. Heard the track on this fine release called Spark Plug, Stereolab music. Iggy Pop with the track called Sister Midnight released today in 1977 when he and David Bowie were in Berlin. And they went there to, air quotes, that you can't see here because the Studio A studio cam is off today, to clean up from their drug and sex habits. While I'm sure that maybe the drugs took at least a weekend off, the sex habits, those two guys were in the dictionary under the definition of horn dog. But they got this collaboration out of it. The same time they cut, around the same time they cut Bowie's album Low, and I think work even started on Iggy's, was it Iggy's follow-up or Bowie's follow-up? Oh, no, it was Bowie's, also cut in Berlin, Heroes. An album of which the title song, magnificent. Everything else in that record was okay. I thought Station to Station and Low, 11 and 10 Worlds. That album, lumped in, it's okay. And the What It Do archive group with Exotique brings us to this point. In the Quest, which is non-fattening, and you could even sprinkle some in your tea if need be. All the news that gives you fits. Again, we're here to bring cheer to every ear and joy to every girl and boy. The Pale-Faced Parabola. Wednesday evenings live here on Free FM. Podcast throughout the week in a variety of places, including Spotify and Apple. We thank you for your ears this evening as we make with the big beat to turn your frown around. Sunday's Reformed church service in our life highlights too many to properly give props to here on this break. The sermon by pastor, senior pastor of the church, Seth Capordale, unheard of in today's Christian churches. He was talking about, he tied 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13, in with today's Iran war and pulled it off, IMHO. Says, Americans are stuck in a rut and the world is walking on eggshells. And this was the takeaway that 3D and I were talking about in the car on the ride home, because it's about an hour from where we live. He's not a believer. This is a pastor of a Christian church, and they talk scripture. I know enough about scripture to know that it's a biblically based church. But he's not a believer in Jesus's thousand-year reign, which is talked about in Revelation, the book of Revelation. We were supposed to get 1,000 years worth of rain on Monday this week here in northwest New Jersey, and it turned out to be the second bust in a row in our area weather-wise. I got to agree with all the talk about Revelation. A friend of mine gave me a book. In fact, the guy who led me to the Lord back in the 1980s, talking about how Revelation was fulfilled in 70 AD when Nero burned Jerusalem and also turned Christians upside down on the cross and burned them that way. I mean, it was savagery. And we've been laboring under the impression since the scriptures were agreed upon in the 4th century AD that Revelation was, you know, 100% in modern times, the word of God, and every word was supposed to be in there. Well, maybe, I mean, I'm not going to say it doesn't, but it sure seems like you could make a case where it was just a dream. It was the Apostle John, Jesus' brother, on the island of Patmos by Greece, and he was just sitting on a hill thinking about the end of his life and talking about the world to come at end times. To me, interesting stuff. To you, wake up. Come on, don't make me poke you. I'll leap through the radio. The Iran war. A mess. As if we didn't know that. Sloppy. And sad. A man at the church on Sunday. This was remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. He had just gotten out of jail. He was in solitary confinement for 13 months. If you spend 13 hours in solitary confinement, I'm told, and I've read, you start to go a little hazy. 13 months. And he was in there on bogosity to begin with. We went over and shook his hand, 3D and me, and said, man, you got stamina. Glad you're out. Good fortune. Which seems inadequate, but it was heartfelt. New Jersey, air pollution here in our Garden State. Greater reliance on less pollution energy sources is one of the roads forward. Well, duh, or dope. Brain food, curiosity, lifelong learning protects cognition. I still haven't tried Sudoku yet. I don't know what's holding me back. It's breaking other habits, like listening to music. Nay, I say, music is lifeblood. Bowie's Nazi salute, infamous in 1976, after the man who fell to earth, Bowie went back to do a couple of concerts in England at the time, stood up in an open air car and had his right arm suspiciously raised. Well, it turns out 50 years later that his hand was added to his wave. You know, he had his hand inside his sleeve or something along those lines. And people automatically went to the 80-pound, living on cocaine, milk, and peppers, David Bowie, who was giving a Nazi salute, because he was on record at the time as saying that, you know, he was reading a bunch of stuff from Aleister Crowley and Hitler, and cooked his own goose when it came to that. All the news that gives you fits here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. New York Times story about love addiction. Quote, if love interferes with our ability to eat or sleep at night, go with it. Yeah, man, when you first get hit with the thunderbolt, as they talked about in the Godfather Part 1 movie, it's hard to even breathe straight. Getting struck by lightning, chances 1 in 15,300. I'm not sure if that's the U.S. alone, around the world, or strictly in New Zealand. When shows like the African shows on Free FM come around to call. Pete Hegseth, there's a fine citizen. His goal in Iran to win the war is, quote, to unleash death and destruction from the sky all day long, unquote. I read that and I thought to myself, well, that ought to help the peace process along. Parliament Funkadelic, George Clinton's flash mob. 1976, there's a new book out about their time with the mothership. They actually had one that landed on stage. It's a tale of excess, both on and off stage. And if you know anything about it, that speaks truth. Iceland, front page news, in Monday's Fake and Failing New York Times, a man and his crew are known as lava coolers, quote unquote. When a volcano hits, which is imminent, those guys go out, and it's kind of like dog whisperers, I guess. They go out, and they actually are the first humans of note to actually do cooling of lava through the portals of human beings. I guess somebody's got to do it. Finland, Scandinavia is rightly known as the best place in the world to live at because they actually take care of their people. New Zealand, 1A. But Finland gives every expectant mother a baby box. A baby box, you say? Yes. A baby box that actually fits the baby in with the other tools of the trade when a mother gives birth. I was like, these people actually care about their people and give them the tools of the trade to succeed as parents. Now, if the parents are schnooks, then, you know, the baby box is no good. But you would think with, I think it's a year where they get a stipend for life, one of those universal living packages. And I'm just so impressed with Finland. It ain't funny. The Irish goodbye, I learned on St. Pat's Day yesterday, is a thing in the U.S. where you just leave a party or a situation without saying goodbye. Not in Ireland. Apparently, that's not a custom at all. And finally, a day late, may the road rise with you and may the sun shine on your face. All the news that gives you fits. Light on the rap, more on the music. The rest of our 1 hour and 58 minutes together. Tonight, your ears, tomorrow, the world. We Cheat the Hangman up next. And then the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act to end the program. But right now, here's a piano player who I believe was from New Jersey. This track recorded on September 10th, 1952. The keyboard player, brethren, is Hampton Hawes with his trio. And this be an Ellington classic, as reinterpreted for black and white keys. Hampton Hawes Trio with Don't Get Around Much Anymore and Ellington Evergreen here on Free FM 89.0. And to those of you around God's Golf Ball, we thank you for your ears. Here's new music from Jock Logi from Sussex County, New Jay, and a track called Untangle the Knots here on the Pale Face Parabola.
Running down the line, leave it all behind, free and alone, no longer entwined. Said goodbye to this, packed it all away, out of my own, I'm out of the fray. Lots of other ways to get on down the line, lots of other days, carry on in time. See distant hills coming into view. See clearing skies, deep electric blue. Rolling out the ruts, pressing after thoughts. Ease the lines, untangle knots. Look to the stars, billions overhead. Life is for the living, rest is for the dead. Leave the steely wheels, leave it there to rust. Leave the pain behind, leave it in the dust. Put your faith in you, move on down the road. Leave the fear behind, leave the fear KO. Lots of other ways to get on down the line. Lots of other days to carry on in time. See distant hills coming into view. See clearing skies, deep electric blue. Rolling out the ruts, pressing after thoughts. Ease the lines, untangle the knots. Ease the lines, untangle the knots. Untangle the knots, untangle the knots.
Frizzell, who other guitar players and guitar fanatics alike revere for his ability to play a variety of different styles and play them all well. That's what you just heard covering John Lennon's Revolution from an album called something. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's right. All We Are Saying is obviously the world needs more love and to give peace a chance. Can I get an amen? Anybody, somebody, one of you out there must desire love-itis and to wave the white flag. We're looking to hear from you. 908-914-7582. Bill Frizzell with a version of Revolution, originally from the White Album. And I told people for several years now that if there's a go-to on the desert island of mine, the White Album would be the Beatles album I would take along with me, simply because it's a double album, which I'll only count as one, and it'll be a large choice of material. Preceding that, Jock Logi. I don't know anything about this cat, Untangle the Knots. This is from a nice little six-song EP I just picked up over the weekend, Brook Falls Farm Song Project. The EP is called Song Traveler. I don't know if it's online available. It's produced by Deb Deanne, who played at our record shop on Saturday and was pretty great. You know, woman with their politics and her heart in the right place, has her own bed and breakfast on her farm. Really good singer, really good entertainer. She was like Harry Chapin up there, was singing along with her. And she uncovered these people, which they put together. In fact, her bandmate Joe Reynolds is going to play at our shop in early April. There's some good stuff. I hit the wall with a lot of singer-songwriters, but these songs grabbed me for some reason, maybe because of our relationship with the person who put it together. Recorded at the famous Mixolydian Studios, used to be in Booton, where our New Jersey radio station, Homegrown Radio NJ, is located at. And Tim Carbone from the band Railroad Earth is on this record, as is John Skeen from the same band. Jock Logi with Untangle the Knots. And we began the set with the Hampton Hawes Trio and the version of one of the two masters of 20th century music, IMHO, Duke Ellington, who along with Louis Armstrong changed the chart literally and the course of where jazz was headed in the 1920s. I'd be jumping, JB. This is the Pale Face Parabola for this Wednesday night, March 18th. March Madness will start in men's basketball here in the States tomorrow evening. And right now, to start, a song I've loved since I was a little boy.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together. And we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven. Some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower. and I stepped into your arms. On a rainy night in Soho, the wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. But there's a lot I hope for me, and you're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams. Ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first time. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a lot of hope for me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my dreams.
Can't get signal in this light's forever long. Lost in the rain in this no man's land over by the Pentagon. Wondering if I'm even worth the paper I'm printed on. It's a judgment call. DC Beltway in this 5:30 gloom. Opening for Isbell in some cavernous room. I hate it when the clocks roll back. It's darker than a tomb, and they're out smoking by the load in one and all. I won't forget your birthday, cause you don't forget the score. I won't forget that chorus like I did the night before, when I was trying to remember, did I lock the front door, and have I any business being in this business anymore? And I'm sailing away, feeling faded, and I'm not okay. Sailing alone, steering by the stars, and I can't get home. Text friendly and she sees me right through. She's an iron-skinned veteran of professional crew, so I don't stand a half a chance no matter what I do. But she'll light me up good for those early few. One time you told me not to push you too hard, you could drift away slowly till you drift too far. And I paid attention and I took it to heart, but it's been so long now, I just don't know who we are. And I'm sailing away, feeling faded, and I'm not okay. Sailing alone, steering by the stars, and I can't get home now. I dreamed I came home from a month or so out, junk mail on the kitchen table scattered all about. I couldn't find you anywhere, I searched all through the house, I kept hoping as I opened every door. Stars, and I can't get home now.
That was a gentleman, and, well, is a gentleman, at least to my knowledge. I haven't talked to him in a while. Named Peter Biederman, heavily influenced by Robert Fripp. Used to get a chuckle out of the fact he played at my record shop, my original one, where we had room to do groups, not just solo artists. And he used to do Frippertronics and get up on the purple carpet. And you could hear him about four stores away with what he was doing. It was pretty great. Weirdly, he moved to Arizona just to be near the cool weather, obviously. Sadly, his son Colin went undiagnosed and went into the pool and didn't come out about 20 years ago. And any parent, where a child goes before they do, you're just at a loss. Don't even know what to do with yourself. Well, this is his music. And this is a piece that I believe he wrote for Colin's passing. From the album Definitely, this track called Portal to Paradise, which is a hint, I think, of an event that came and went. And preceding that, the acoustic guitar piece, also by Pete, the track called D.A. Peter Biederman, spelled with two N's. And boy, that guy, he got out there and played. You paid attention. Before Pete, what do we hear? Oh, yeah. We heard, you and I both heard, the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown. That started the set. So let's go back to front. James McMurtry, who's 64 tonight, I couldn't find the album Childish Things because I think the title song of that album is the most brilliant thing he ever wrote, followed up closely by We Can't Make It Here Anymore from 2003 or 4, I believe. It's one of the great albums of the aughts, I thought. Well, we took a track from the latest one, The Black Dog and The Wandering Boy, on the New West label. Came out last year. I actually have an autographed copy. I didn't even ask for it. It just happened. And the piece called Smiling Away, which I believe in McMurtry's sardonic and ironic pen. It's sardonic and ironic. The Pogues before that. Now, there's going to be a tribute to Shane McGowan out in November. A song from that, Springsteen's version of Rainy Night in Soho, is already released. And it's good. It's very similar to, you know, what the Pogues did, except you can understand the words, as opposed to Shane gargling his scotch and beer through an Irish accent already difficult to discern. Heard the Pogues version of that song from a CD, extra tracks, bonus tracks, it says right here, and from the album Rum, Sodomy, and The Lash. Great title for a record. The track called Rainy Night in Soho, as mentioned, from 1985. Is this the album produced by Elvis Costello? I believe it is. And his main contribution to the record was getting drunk with the Pogues. And the Everly Brothers with Kathy's Clown, a song that I used to sing to my first wife and play for her on the radio until one night I actually woke up and listened to the lyrics. It's like, no bueno. No wonder we got divorced in 2003 or whatever it was. But the Everly Brothers, if there is a but to follow up such a sad sack tale, the Everly Brothers, a harmony duo that influenced all who followed. 1960, Kathy's Clown, a number one hit today in music history. Other things in music history, birthdays of the day, besides Wilson Pickett and Bill Frisell and James McMurtry, well, Bobby Whitlock from Derek and the Dominoes, born today in 1948, and Chucky Weiss, Ricky Lee's, not her boyfriend. She made that clear back in the day. Her boyfriend was Tom Waits. He born today in 1945. Charlie Pride, the first black country and western songwriter to get some notoriety. Then, not only Papa John at the age of 65 in 2001, geez, a small oversight for a rock and roll history show, Chuck Berry passed today in 2017 at the age of 90. Those of you who detest oldies are thinking, oh, thank God he skipped over that guy. But, you know, you can't deny his place in his time in music history. So say I. Albums released today, Iggy Pop's The Idiot, 1977. Supergroup Asia's first album today in 1982. Stereo Lab, 1996. We played them before. Ben Folds 5, a group I quite like. 1997, the year. Whatever and Ever, Amen, the name of the record. The Standells appeared on the Munsters TV show in 1965. On this date, it's a jump ball to see which writing crew was more stoned, the Addams Family people or the Munsters. They were broke. They had to be wrecked to write some of the scenarios and the gibberish that were on those shows. Maybe they were waiting for their train to pull in.
Thank you. street you might run across a smiling face, but they'll stab you in the back as soon as you turn and walk away. And I, oh Lord, it's bringing me down. Well, the things don't change around here. Ain't no use to me hanging around. Well, I'll be ready now. I'll be ready when my train pulls in. Well, I'll be ready, yeah, yeah. I'll be ready when my train pulls in. I know my time ain't long and I can't live this life again.
Our closing nocturnal emission is from John Zorn tonight. Now, before you flee in fear, this is from a new collection called Nocturnes. And it's made with three other people, although you don't hear them on this track. John Zorn, not for those of you who faint at the side of the train coming down the tracks and Nell tied to them, as with the old cartoons. It's a stretch. You know, listen, you get what you pay for on this program. Preceding that, speaking of trains, Gary Clark Jr. with Zapata on a guitar solos where they don't walk all over each other. They just play and they burn. When My Train Pulls In, from Gary Clark Jr. live, recorded on the 2013 tour of America when he was breaking loose. And that brings us to the end of We Cheat the Hangman and the Pale-Faced Parabola for this Wednesday night, March 18th. But wait, don't answer. There's one more. The Midnight Magic Act by the Mystery Man. I think I said that backwards, but it's okay in this case. And we're getting Irish on your A-double-S's here. And this is from a guy that I'm familiar with. In fact, a songwriter that Bob Dylan is quite high on. Paul Brady and another fellow named Andy Irvine. Now, I know a bit about Paul Brady, just a little. I don't know anything about Andy Irvine. Here's a man who's going to fill you in on neither or both. Go ahead. What do you got?
Andy Irvine and Paul Brady are from the Irish band Planxty.
That's it.
And that's all you need to know. A lot of good plucking on this tune. We're going to hear Fred Finn's reel and sailing into Walpole's March. Marsh.
Wow, you've been taking lessons from me on how to fumble on air. Well, yeah. That one day after Pat's Day, we slay the dragon of Irish music. We played the Pogues recently. Now it's time for Andy Irvine and Paul Brady. I blanked on what band they were from, but glad that the Mystery Man was here to clean up my mess. This has been the Pale-Faced Parabola for this Wednesday night, March 18th. We thank you for your ears and raise some beers in your honor. So get your rears in motion and be our friends next week when we return for yet another 1 hour and 58 minute benediction of the Pale-Faced Parabola. Need I say it? I think I should. Someone before tried to say slancha, except they said slaint on the way up here. That's not the way it's pronounced. It's pronounced slancha, which means cheers. And cheers, you're sure to have some. Here comes Phil Gray and the Retrospect program following us. We'll dig you in seven. Love you a long time then. Here, as a closing, is the Mystery Man's offering, Paul Brady and Andy Irvine on Free FM and Points Beyond.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.